The state is closing more than half the bottled water distribution centers in Flint. Residents have relied on those pickup sites for safe water for nearly 2 years. Some Flint residents are frustrated that bottled water will be harder to get, but others are relieved that a few sites will remain open. For more than a year, Flint residents running errands have included a stop at their neighborhood distribution center to pick up a case or two or more of bottled water. Fear about lead and other possible contaminants flowing from their kitchen water taps created this reliance on bottled water. But the days of free water from the state are coming to an end.
So this is great news, because one thing we can all agree on is that we don't want to be on bottled water forever.
Flint Mayor Karen Weaver was joined by state officials to announce 5 of the 9 water distribution centers handing out cases of bottled water and filters will close between now and September 5th. The state is scaling back the bottled water distribution program, as testing has shown Flint's tap water is within the federal action level for lead. Keith Cray is the director of the Michigan Department of Natural Resources.
The city's water is currently testing at 7 parts per billion, which is much lower than the federal requirement of 15 parts per billion. So the Flint water system, thanks to great efforts by people at the water plant and by those that have responsibility for the water, it's made dramatic improvements.
Improperly treated water from the Flint River damaged aging pipes, which leached lead into the tap water. However, nearly 2 years after switching back to water from Detroit and adding additional anti-corrosion chemicals, Flint's tap water is once again safe to drink, albeit with a filter. Rich Baird is the governor's point man on the Flint water crisis.
So make no mistake about it, Flint's water quality has been restored. And the state's commitment to the city extends well beyond restoring the water quality. And we want to support the city of Flint and its residents as Flint continues to recover and rebuild.
But restoring public trust is another matter. Reverend Wallace Hill represents the Concerned Pastors for Social Action in Flint. He expects trust will remain an issue for a long time.
We think that the water is okay, but the trust factor of our residents is not there. And we don't want to just pull the rug out. People have to grow into accepting the fact that the water is okay.
While many in Flint may see the closing of 5 of 9 water distribution sites as bad news, Jamie Gaskin sees it as a positive. Gaskin is the head of the local United Way. He says the state could have closed all the sites in September.
You know, we were all prepared for there to be a hard stop in September. And although this isn't every pod being open indefinitely, it gives us a path forward that still allows a time for transition and healing that's going to be very important.
Flint is still a long way from putting its drinking water problems completely behind it. The city has replaced more than 2,000 lead and galvanized service lines. The pipes are a prime source of the lead scale that could contaminate the drinking water. However, there are another 18,000 or more pipes that need to be replaced. Replacing them is expected to take another 2.5 years at least. And the ongoing replacement program is a double-edged sword. While old pipes are removed, ripping them out may loosen lead particles that can flow into the city's water system. And as the city deals with the infrastructure issues related to the water crisis, the long-term health problems related to high lead exposure are expected to linger for many years to come. I'm Steve Carmody.